Hey guys, welcome to the second to very last Evan and Caitlin podcast ever this year.
Nice. I thought you don't want to save that for, are you going to do the same thing next time when it's the last?
Yes. So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about holiday life hacks.
We're going to be judging life hacks on the internet that are related to holiday things.
We're going to be talking about holiday traditions.
Yay. And we're also going to play some Christmas Carol Mad Libs.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Let's start off with a little bit of what's going on this week in our lives. We're working ahead on a January project.
I know.
We realized that
it's not because we're on top of our game. It's because we realized, so the project is a patio related project, and part of what we're doing is refinishing the patio. And as we were buying things, and it has to be in January. It's a Lowe's project and there's like specific timelines. But what we realized when we were buying stuff is it has to be applied in weather over 50 degrees.
Like the period we are in right now might be the last 3 days available.
Yes.
Until the project is published. Like if we don't do it, like right now, we realize
we might not be able to.
And we already pitched this. It's scheduled. We're committed. Like it's.
We've purchased things like. So, yeah, and I mean,
we realize like we're not working ahead. We're like working down to the minute,
down to the wire,
down to like the last day available.
Yeah, which is just like I'm just so glad that we had the realization, because otherwise we could be in January and like I don't know if stuff just wouldn't cure.
Yeah.
Or if it would just three times as long.
I think it just would never cure. It would have a bad bond. And it'd peel off eventually. And then, like, the days of work we put into it would just be for naught.
That would suck, yeah.
That would suck so bad.
Yeah, so I'm just so relieved that we realized it.
Thankfully, we had a crazy month and a half or so. And then we started getting ahead. And then we realized, oh, there's all these things we've been putting off. And this was one of them. We realized that we moved it ahead and we took care of it. But if we hadn't have, like, cleared our schedule some, in air quotes, then we would be, like, really up poop creek without a paddle.
Yeah, we would be. We'd be surrounded by so much poop in that creek.
So much poop.
There'd be poop everywhere if we hadn't realized.
So Caitlin has a few life hacks pulled up. I think that maybe I'll pull some up for me. Caitlin, you can look at those and we'll kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
And judge them.
Yeah, I mostly want to judge them. I will say, like, I glanced at a few and some are okay. I think we can just kind of go through the list and be like, yay or nay.
Okay, like find stores that honor online prices. What is that?
Is
that a life hack? That's just like,
I feel like
shopping tips.
Yeah, I feel like that's just shopping tips.
Like pick up cooperative board games. These are like gift ideas. This isn't like holiday hacks.
I feel like a hack needs to be like turn like using something in an
unexpected way. This is one that works. Turn your pumpkins into snowmen. Doesn't work if they're real pumpkins, but if they're like the forever pumpkins, or
I feel like that's a little, I mean, well, I can't really judge the Nightmare Before Christmas vibe because we have a Jack Skellington that's in his Christmas
outfit. Those
combine
pretty well. I think that you
Christmas
can merge those. Well, I just love put Santa
Christmas
Claus
hats on anything.
Put Santa Claus hats on anything. Put it on your tree. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Like we went out
we
to P.F. Chang's a little
letters.
Bit ago,
oh,
and
yeah.
like all of the statues they had there had holiday
Christmas hats.
Turn everything festive.
That's the real life hack.
The life hack is Santa Claus hats on everything.
On everything. Yeah, you don't
and
even
then
need
just
decor.
Instantly Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This one I thought is good if it works. So you know how when you're decorating cookies or when you're doing like a gingerbread house, the icing is such a pain. Even when you put it in the piping bags, it often like bursts through the bag, or like you have to keep cutting off the tip and then it just gets bigger and bigger. Putting it in like condiment squeeze bottles, which are pretty cheap. We use them for
Would they eventually jam though?
I mean, not if the hole is big enough. You'd have to cut the hole at like the right size. Anything will jam eventually because
I'm just like imagining
hardens.
like a mustard thing, and you don't wash it out enough, and there's like mustard tinted frosting.
No, you get the like empty ones. You know what they do for the acrylic pours?
Okay, yeah.
No, you don't want a mustard.
I was like.
Oh, speaking of cookies, though, one, it's not pulled up in front of us, but one that I read. You know how there's like a salt dough kind of thing that you can use to make gingerbread ornaments that smell good, but you don't eat them.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So that's like a thing that people do. One life hack was just take old Christmas cookies and cover them in varnish and hang them on your tree. I feel like that wouldn't work.
Varnish. If you do enough coats, varnish is like fully waterproof, like fully sealed.
But there's already moisture in there because it's a cookie. So wouldn't...
If it's like a fully dried cookie, like an old cookie, like a year old cookie.
Well, if it's a year old cookie and it's been out in the elements, like it's already going to have stuff growing on it.
Maybe. I don't know. But like if it's just mainly sugar.
It's not though.
Oh, I don't know.
They're saying like an actual cookie, not like
an actual, not like a sugar, like a fake sugar, like a,
well, sugar cookies aren't fake. I don't know what kind of thinking. Yeah, that's that. So the salt dough.
Yeah.
Like.
It's just like salt and flour,
it's
right?
It's like making Play-Doh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically. But any normal cookie is going to have certain elements in there, like butter.
Oh, like that'll turn rancid?
Yeah, that'll go bad.
But I wonder if like, if it just turns rancid, it evaporates, and then you're just left with this dry husk of a cookie that's just like a tank.
I don't know.
It depends on the recipe. It's a possibility. Yeah, but I think that is a good idea. Use the condiment squeezer things.
Squeezers, I was like, okay.
It's like making fun of these things is just like low hanging fruit. Invite your crock pot to parties. Like, why? What
that's
is
just
that?
A tip. It's just look at this one. This is another tip, kind of related.
Oh my
gosh.
Set up
a secondary fridge when entertaining. All you need to do, easy life hack, just buy
another
fridge.
Yeah.
With all of your money.
With all of the money that everyone has, just take all that money and get a second fridge.
Especially around the holidays, you know that everyone has extra money.
Cook and bake ahead as much as you can. I don't agree with that. It's like when it's fresh out of the oven, when it's hot,
yeah.
It's like crispy yet like molten on the inside. That is the best exact time to eat baked goods. I just stock up on butter. Life hack.
Okay, this one. It's a picture. Some of these have pictures, some don't. It's a picture of a broken wine glass. Pick up broken glass with sandwich bread. One, is this a holiday life hack? Two, that seems like a way to cut your hand on glass. Yeah.
The easiest, safest way to handle a situation is to grab a slice of sandwich bread. Parentheses, yes. Comma, really, end parentheses. Like, no.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you could like, if all that's left is the stuff that's tiny enough you can't get in your dustpan, maybe it'll like stick to it. But I feel like that's when you pull out your shop vac.
Yeah. Like, and some of these might just be like life hacks reused from other life hacks. Like,
that's what I feel.
De-stale your leftover chips by tossing them into the oven for a few minutes. Will that make it less stale or will that just make it
burnt?
Burnt. Or, but also, it's
but
like,
also, like
stale.
How is that like a holiday hack?
How is that a holiday hack? Also, it just seems like a bad idea.
Okay, let's see if there's like good ones because I feel like.
We've just been pointing out all bad ones. We're going to have to scroll for a while.
Okay, turn a mason jar into a snow globe.
Okay, yeah.
I could see that kind of thing. If you just do one, maybe it's kind of random, but I could see, let's say you get different size mason jars, all different sizes, and you do it across an entire mantle.
Okay, this is
a whole village.
This is like getting down to like the theory of the universe and what is what. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What's a life hack and what's a craft?
Well, I think the reason that they're saying this is a life hack is because you're
repurposing. It's on the edge of a craft.
It's kind
but like
of
most
craft.
Life hacks are kind of just crafts.
Not everything. Like there is one right here. Wrap Christmas lights around a hanger so they don't get tangled.
I mean,
could be anything. It doesn't have to be a hanger. And I actually don't think hangers would be very good because they're sloped
towards
the end. This they would just come off.
We're gonna link all of these in the description of this podcast. Go to the mental floss one. Go to... item number 19, it's use a laser projector for your holiday outdoor lights. Hack, life hack. But also the picture that they chose
is
just like the worst Photoshop job I've ever seen. It's like there's no perspective. It's just all bad.
It's just like a flat image of these Christmas tree laser designs flatly projected across the house in all of its different depths and the snow and the sky.
Okay, this is a life hack. I'm not sure if it's a good one. Let's debate it.
Okay.
Use hot glue to hang lights on brick.
If you have clean brick, maybe.
Or if the brick is too clean, it won't stick. Oh, wait, but yeah, if it's dirty, it won't stick. If it's
too clean, will you be able to pop it off?
If it's smooth enough, it won't stick at all. And if it's really, like, rough, I think that you won't be able to get it off. There are some things that we have applied hot glue to, especially like if you're using the industrial hot glue, that thing is, that stuff is tough.
That is hard because, yeah, I feel like if it was clean enough to stick, it might not come off.
Yeah, it's like with hot glue, there's kind of two scenarios. One, it pops off too easy. Or two, it will never, ever, ever pop off.
Yeah.
And neither of those are ideal in this situation. Use a command hook to easily hang a wreath on the door.
Okay.
isn't that the standard thing to do?
I also feel like some of these was just like someone trying to fit as many affiliate links.
Oh
for
my
like
gosh.
Services and stuff.
Yeah. Get rid of gift cards you don't want by using gift card granny.
Link. No, yeah. I mean, well, I can't talk too much. We did like, you know, when we do products and stuff, anytime we do products, it's an
but like in our holiday gift guide, I think we're kind of very obvious that we're like, these are products that we like. They're affiliate links.
We put affiliate tags next to like when we're doing posts with that.
Holiday hack. Remember to take time for yourself. Just do yoga in your bed, in your pajamas. Life hack. Okay, you know what? Use green tinsel on your Christmas tree to make it look fuller.
I think that's like, that's decent.
That's decent. You know, tinsel is a thing that you can add to your, but I think green tinsel, any tinsel, just any tinsel makes your tree look fuller,
right? That's true, but if you want it to look like more branches, like if you have a fake tree, you know, we have a fake tree and there's a few bare spots.
Ah.
And I think if you get green tinsel and wrap it towards the base, I could see that. That's like a good life hack, I think. I could see that making it look fuller.
Yeah, but like I'd want it to be a very obvious, like this is tinsel, this is the tree. Ours is fake.
No, but see, like, I think the point is to make it, like once you hang ornaments and stuff, it kind of obscures the tinsel.
Isn't tinsel like shiny?
I mean, I think there's different.
Different types?
I think there's different types. I think like once you have, because the main thing is your eye goes to like the bare spots where you can see through the tree.
Mm.
And I think if you kind of use it to fill those. So it is kind of shiny, but sometimes like the branches on fake trees are kind of shiny. Like ours has kind of shinier ones in the middle where it's like the cheaper stuff. But then on the outside, it has the like, what is it called? Flocked slightly.
Yeah.
Where there's like, oh no, ours isn't flocked. It's like a different fur.
It's like a.
Like type of fur.
Yeah.
Like fur as in the tree, not like F-U-R, F-I-R.
It's like where the ends are split to make it look bigger.
It makes it look like a different type of branch.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. But on the inside, it's just the cheap stuff. And I think you could do that with
this. Is an interesting life hack. I'll give someone credit for this. I'm not sure if it's good or not. It's interesting. String lights in the center of this tree so it looks like it's lit from within. That could be cool.
Okay. They have a picture.
It doesn't look good in the picture. But also, it's like, look, the picture they linked, this is the one on BuzzFeed Nifty or whatever. They have a tree. It's lit from the inside. That kind of has an interesting effect. And then they just have like one sad string of lights on one side. And it's the saddest thing.
I think the thing is, so if you have a fake tree without lights, you might be able to do that. But with real trees, because like my parents always get real trees, wrapping it with lights is like the hardest part, especially if it's a difficult tree. Mm. And that's just when you're kind of like,
what if you just put one big light at the bottom, like a single big light shining up to give it like a little more oomph?
But here's the issue. It's easy to do if it's like more bare, but if it's really packed, which it being packed would make it hard to like reach your hand in there and wrap it tightly. Like, especially at the beginning when you have a big bundle of lights in your hand.
Yeah.
Trying to like get it in there. That's really hard.
Okay. So the string lights is a bad idea.
And if it's that dense, then just doing an uplighting, it might look cool at the bottom, but it's not going to light like all the way up.
Yeah. Hang ornaments from light fixture to transform it into a Christmas chandelier. It depends on how artistically you do it.
Yeah.
The picture they included doesn't look that great.
You know what's a cool hack?
What's that?
This isn't from any of these, but there's... Oh, sorry. I'm jingling. I'm wearing my Christmas sweater, and there's like a cat coming out of my stomach. There's a plushy cat. Anyways. There's a blog that... I still follow them on Instagram, but I used to read all the posts, too, back when I had time, called Chris Loves Julia. And one thing that they did, you know, in Harry Potter, like at the fancy dinners and like the Christmas dinners and stuff, there's the floating candles.
Mm-hmm.
So they did this really cool hack or craft where they get the little battery powered tea lights, but then they fit perfectly into a paper towel tube. So you put them into the top of the tube. So it looks like a pillar candle.
Yeah.
And then you like cap off the bottom as well. So it's not just empty.
Yeah.
And you paint it white, so it looks like a hanging candle. And one thing I think they did is they even dripped wax along the sides of it.
Ooh, wow.
And then you hang those from fishing line. And, like, when you have a bunch of them, you know, if you just look at one, it's probably like, oh, that's kind of, like, cheap looking. Yeah. But when you have a ton of them hanging from your ceiling, it looks so cool.
Okay, my problem with that is it would look so cool for one photo. And it looks so cool for one evening, but replacing all of those, like...
Oh, yeah. They did it for, like, a party.
Oh, a party. Okay.
I think it might have actually been for a Halloween party, but I think it'd be cool for Christmas, too. Okay. It has that, like, magic Harry Potter vibe. But for, like, a party...
If you're, like, really into parties and you want to make, like, a really cool...
They're really into parties.
If you want to make a really cool, like, statement piece, I think that that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, neat.
But, yeah, you're right. Replacing.
It's, like, only good for once. Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, what?
Oh, okay. this is horrifying.
Oh, that's scary. Okay.
It's so horrifying.
Dip grape stems in chocolate to make realistic trees for a gingerbread house.
Go look at this photo. Dead. It's so bad. It looks like, you know what it looks like? You know that monster from Nightmare Before Christmas, the one that lives
the
in the lake?
The gooey one.
The gooey one.
He's not in the lake, but yes.
That's what it looks like.
It's just like brown goopy. Like, are you supposed to add green to it somehow? Oh, that looks kind of cool.
Okay, this is...
Okay. Freeze whipped cream on a cookie sheet and use a cookie cutter to make hot chocolate hearts. That
if
looks
that works,
very cute.
It totally could be cute.
Can you freeze whipped cream, like, to a point where it's cuttable?
More data is needed.
I mean, another option would be... Because there's recipes for homemade marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you just make one big homemade marshmallow and cut that. Found a method. Okay, what?
Store your ice cream in a plastic bag to keep it soft and ready to serve.
What?
I guess it creates a better seal and it doesn't create ice crystals.
I like how they just say that, and there's a picture of ice cream in a bag, but
like
nothing is explained.
There's no science.
There's no link. Is there a link?
There's
for
no
context?
Link. There's no context. Store your ice cream in a plastic bag to keep it soft and ready to serve.
We're just supposed to believe this?
Where is the scientific
Where's
data?
Where's the science?
Where are your receipts? It's just like in the image itself, it says, found a method to keep ice cream soft. It doesn't have to bend your spoon as soft as when you first opened it every time. It's like, well, I read it on the internet. I found this image. That means it's true. Like, did he not do any testing? Oh.
I mean, maybe they did testing, but it's not included.
Yeah. Reuse your leftover Halloween pumpkins to make snowmen.
That's kind of similar to putting the Christmas hat on the pumpkin, but the one in the image looks better. It's actually, like, whole pumpkins, not carved pumpkins, and they're white and they stack them.
These are all so dumb. This just makes me, every time we do this, it makes me really want to do a life hack episode because, like, we need to test these.
Hey, I think that's, this one here isn't bad.
All right.
Use old saran wrap or aluminum foil containers to make great boxes for gift cookies.
Okay,
in the photo, they have, like, somehow obscured the branding on the outside of the box. And it is, like, a good width for a single row of cookies, which is a cute way to present cookies.
Okay. Question though. This is a great analysis of all life hacks. Like, you need to go through this thought process whenever you see a life hack.
Okay.
They take something that already exists, these aluminum foil containers or whatever, and they're repurposing it into something else. In theory, good idea. Now, if you just, like, put the cookies in the aluminum foil box and gave it to someone, I think that'd be a great use of resources. But it looks like these people went out and, like, either painted or recoated or, like, rewrapped the boxes in more material.
Yeah.
Is that more wasteful or less wasteful than just going out and buying purpose-made cookie boxes?
Hmm. That's interesting.
Does it use, like, more resources? Like what's the point? Is it to be good for the environment? Is it to save money? Is it to save effort? I don't think that this passes any of those tests.
No, it just looks cute.
But does it look cuter than, like,
box? I'm not saying it looks cuter than a cookie box, but it looks, when you're like, oh, those used to be foil boxes. That looks cuter than a foil box.
that looks cuter than a foil box.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's like, in theory, a lot of these things might I don't know.
Pulverize candy canes and add this magic to everything. There's no instruction, though. Like, what do you add it to? Hot chocolate, I guess? Ice Maybe. Cream? Oh, actually, that would be pretty good in both cases.
Oh, putting put it on top of ice cream?
Ice cream?
Oh.
Oh, that would be good.
Ice cream would, or cocktails? Okay. Cocktail rims are oh. some suggestions.
Oh.
Icing? Cookies?
Oh, they mousse? Do have suggestions. On a mousse?
Just get your mousse, sprinkle this on them.
That's, a, I mean, that's a little, I could see that.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, sometimes you get them in, like, Christmas gift baskets and stuff, and, like, what else are you going to do with them? You might as well crush them up.
Yeah.
Or turn them into name card stands for your party, which is another life hack.
I'm definitely seeing a lot of these, like,
condiment
same,
bottle.
Same life hacks being on all different pages. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some are just, like, literally just, like, a thing to decorate with. Just wrap things with burlap.
Dumb. Dumb. Dumb.
I'm sorry. This is great podcast dumb. Content.
Dumb.
Wait, 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 wait. Go up. What was that one? What was that one?
Dumb.
Up, up, up.
The guacamole on pita bread sticks?
No, I'm not looking at that.
You take pita bread, you stick a stick in them and put guacamole in them. That's a festive holiday thing.
You know, that's a waste of guacamole. Okay, now I want to see this. Make gigantic garland. This could be cool.
Could be lame.
It could be lame, but it's also like kind of cool in a way. Okay. The hack is, if you did it right, the hack is make an awesomely gigantic garland with balloons, plastic cups, and ribbon. What it is you have a ribbon, you have solo cups
that are green.
That are green, and that's supposed to be like the base of the Christmas light, and then you have a big colored balloon like glued or attached somehow to the solo cup that looks like a big bulb. If they were lit...
Oh, Caitlin, we could just use like a string light as the string.
Oh, yeah, you could use these actual glow lights.
Punch like an X in the back of that.
And pop that on. That'd be way better than just hanging it on a ribbon.
Should we test that? Should we make a video about that? Should we do Evan and Caitlin test life hacks? Christmas edition?
Test and improve life hacks. Because we would like test it, be like, this is lame. And then we improve.
I do want to do that.
Right? But that could look kind of cool, I
feel. We don't have
feel.
Any time in our schedule, but I want to do that. Next year.
I was like, we have an open slot nope. in January.
Nope.
After Christmas.
We could test some life hacks in general.
Yeah.
Okay, how far into the podcast are we? We're 23 minutes in. Should we move on?
I think we should move on to the game.
Because I think we can just
We're
keep
getting
on.
Into repeats.
We can just keep on insulting these
Oh,
forever.
Did you want to talk about any, like, oh no, any holiday traditions?
Okay, so... Holiday traditions. Let's break this into childhood, now, and in the future. In the childhood, my favorite holiday tradition...
In the childhood.
In my childhood was, I think, my mom reading Christmas books to us the night before night before Christmas. And there's one in particular, the Midnight Express, the
Polar Express. I can see it made a lasting impression.
A lasting impression. It's been a long time since my childhood. We're getting old now.
I was like feeling that because so many people in the comments on our last video, which was the rainbow bench, were making fun of us for not, or at least I think I was the one that didn't know that you mix sugar in with Kool-Aid. I just like, it's been a long time
it's
since I had Kool-Aid.
Time.
I used to have Kool-Aid,
Kool-Aid a lot. Well, some Kool-Aid's like you just buy the Kool-Aid and it's like pre-done, right?
I thought you used to be able to buy it in like a bigger thing, like Country Time Lemonade, like that style.
Yeah. Yeah, you could just buy like a big plastic jug of Kool-Aid.
And it was like pre-mixed with sugar?
It's just, yeah, pre-mixed with sugar, water, everything.
But
the packets you need to do, you do the flavoring and the acidity, and then you do the sugar next. But
I guess
like,
for some reason,
that's
I
not
thought
like
it was
stuff
like
at the top of my head.
For some reason, I viewed the packets as being like individual drinks. So like you do an 8 ounce glass of water.
So for those of you guys who may not have watched the bench episode, we're testing different ways to dye wood, and one of the ways was by using Kool-Aid packets, which surprisingly worked. But one of the things we tested when we were mixing up the strong batch of that colorant is we sipped it too. And basically, since there's just acid and flavoring, we basically made, oh my gosh, my mouth is like watering right now.
Feel my jaws
we basically
hurt.
Made liquefied warheads.
Yeah.
The super sour candy.
It's citric acid.
Oh, geez. Ah, it was so sour. It was so much, but it was also kind of fun.
Yes. Okay, now back to childhood. Sorry, I derailed us with Kool-Aid.
So, you know, the Polar Express was a fun story. And I also, my parents got like the fancy version, which had like a little cassette that you would stick into the cassette player.
So fancy.
And you'd play it on your like boombox or whatever the heck you play cassettes on. I don't know. And it'd be like a soundtrack that would go along with what my mom was reading, and she'd like skip as she like turned the page, she'd like move to the next
track.
Part of the
you could like skip, you go to the next track
on the cassette.
Yeah.
The cassette had tracks. Yeah, how did it know where to stop? It's just a continual loop, right?
I thought there were tracks.
I thought there were tracks too.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I'm pretty sure there were tracks.
Okay, anyways. But that was cute. And there's like a little bell, and my parents would pretend that they couldn't hear the bell ringing. And my brother and me, and eventually my sister, would be like, "We hear the bell." And my parents would be like, "We can't hear the bell." And we were like, "Whoa."
Is that part of the story? Like, there's a special bell that only children can hear?
There's a special bell that only children can hear.
That's
and
cool.
When you hear the bell, you believe in Christmas and you get Christmas presents. But my parents don't get Christmas presents because they can't hear the bell.
So your parents didn't get presents from Santa?
They might have. I don't know. But they couldn't hear the bell, and I felt special. I was like, I can hear the bell. Stupid mom and dad. No. It's just one of the cute memories that stood out. I think that might be one of my favorites.
We, like, I don't know if we had, like, specific things like that. Like, I remember always helping my mom, like, decorate the tree and that kind of thing. And we would always have a real tree, so we would go out and, like, pick out the tree. And that was, I think, my dad's favorite part was picking out a giant tree. And then my mom would be like, I'm going to have to wrap this. So we would always like get a fresh tree, and that would be a thing. I would sometimes try to start traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's one, and this, I think I was like more like preteen age, not really childhood. I don't remember exactly, but I made these little boxes that were small enough to hang on the tree. And it was like, we did kind of like a little white elephant type thing for a couple of years.
Oh, I've heard some of these stories.
I don't know if I should share.
No, don't share all of it.
But we did like some white elephant things where...
Prank gifts.
It was kind of like prank gifts. It wasn't intended that way, but it just turned into all of us pranking each other quite often. But we would, you know, draw a name from a hat, and then you had to get a gift for that person. And it had to fit in the tiny box, so it couldn't be anything big. And we would open those like on Christmas Eve. So we did that for a few years. I don't know what happened to the boxes. Maybe we might have gotten like lost in a move or something. And this isn't really a tradition. I just remember like when me and my brother were younger, I'm the type that like I would want to spread out Christmas morning and like really make it last.
She'd like sleep in a little bit or like
I didn't want to wake up too early. And then like when I did wake up, I kind of wanted to just like have some hot chocolate.
It's kind of like
first.
How you eat meals. Caitlin has the smallest bites. It's like if this was a cookie,
Evan's
I might
holding
eat this,
up our mouse.
I might eat like this mouse in three bites. Like hum hum hum. This would be like 20 bites for Caitlin.
Yes.
This is the smallest of nibbles.
Yes.
Like a little rabbit.
The proper way to enjoy when you're eating a mouse.
like a fox.
Like a fox.
Because fox eat mouse. Anyways, I'll try to make like a cat eat mouse.
This is getting gross.
Derail that conversation real good. Okay. Holiday traditions, childhood memories.
But yeah, so like my brother would get up and like really want to get going, and I'd be the last to mosey on down. And it wouldn't even be like that late. It'd be like 8 a.m. But my parents are awake because they wake up early. My brother's like, come on. But I would want to like make things last and not get in too much of a rush. That's, again, it's not really a tradition. It was just me like trying to like be contrary.
And that's still you right now.
I'd still
to some
do that.
Degree.
I'm still the one slowing everyone down.
I haven't got my coffee yet. Everybody,
yes.
Hold on.
Everyone, hold on. Don't get in a rush. You guys want some breakfast?
Another holiday tradition for me is there's a lot of like event traditions that revolve around food. You know, Thanksgiving, everyone has the Thanksgiving food. Mm-hmm. It's so strange that like you only get to have this Thanksgiving food once a year.
Oh, that reminds me of one of mine.
And that's the only time you get to have this tasty, tasty food.
Yep.
It's the same kind of for Christmas for us. Like my mom makes this really, really good breakfast casserole. It's delicious.
It's so good.
I love it. I could eat that all year round. And yet, like,
we get it once.
We get it once a year.
Because it's got to stay special.
But, like, it's a tasty casserole. Why can't we just have that casserole for breakfast all the time?
Can't do it. It is so good, though. It's like breakfast sausage and
bread.
Biscuits.
And
is it biscuits under there?
I don't know.
And, like, it's gravy. I don't know.
It's just magic sauce.
It's like every good breakfast thing thrown into a casserole dish.
I think there's even, like, a strange thing. I don't like mushrooms, but I think there's, like, some sort of mushroom
cream
soup.
Of mushroom
cream
soup.
Of mushroom soup. Or,
cream of mushroom, like, soup is just, like, the flavor and creaminess. Though.
Yeah. But it's just, like, such a delicious thing. Why can't I have that whenever?
Well,
I am an adult.
You could make it.
I'm pretty good at cooking. I could cook it if I, but it's not the same.
That's kind of like how my family, and this is like since I was really little, like all my memories include this. My mom makes homemade Chex Mix, and it's so good. And it's like savory, not like sweet. I feel like most recipes are like sweet recipes.
Now, is it only at Christmas that she does this, or is it a few times a year? Because I know sometimes we'd visit at non-Christmas and should have that as a, like a treat.
It's always Christmas. Every now and then it would be some other time.
Like a special treat?
For a special occasion, like sometimes if we were there for Thanksgiving, but we weren't going to be able to go there,
Like that,
later
the
on.
Extra.
Yeah, so like sometimes we would get it multiple. And then also I take home a giant bag of it. And so like we have it here. But it's so good. There's so much butter that goes into it, and like Worcestershire and garlic, and like the best thing is when it first comes out of the oven and it's warm, and like some.
Have you ever put it back in the oven and see if it heats up to be the same?
I haven't. Oh.
Life hack.
Life hack.
Use an oven.
Oh man. I'm so excited for it though, because I just have it like for breakfast, and I've been doing this. This is like my. Holiday breakfast of choice is I have Chex Mix and a big glass of milk, and it's basically like eating cereal, except it's salty and with lots
of butter.
That's
weird. That's weird.
I don't put it in the milk.
But it's a weird combination.
Why?
Like, you don't just eat like hamburger with milk on the side.
Yeah, this is not a hamburger. It's like cereal.
You don't just eat. What's the?
You don't have eat, you eat, tried it?
No.
Together, it's good.
But you just don't eat like chips with milk on the side.
Well, no. This is the base of cereal, and it's you have it for breakfast.
Okay, so we're kind of bleeding into traditions we have now.
Well, it started with childhood.
Childhood, and now it's continued to now. Yes, same. We still do some of those things. One thing we sometimes do, off and on, is open one small gift on Christmas Eve. In my family, that's like a minor tradition that we sometimes hold to.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a mixed
like
bag
when we
at times.
Feel like it.
Yeah. It's like this year, are we gonna do it? I don't know. We'll see.
I will say it is interesting because like there's like I don't know when you're younger. I feel like it's easier to have holiday traditions because you're like with your family. But now it's like we have holidays with both of our families, and sometimes it's on the day and sometimes it's like the day after because you know we can't be in two places at once, and it does like complicate some things.
I think one thing that it's added is on Christmas Eve sometimes one of the kids will host everyone at their house, which I think is kind of a neat like update to things. It's like we are adults now and we have our own places and we can host people here. We are hosts. The first time we hosted like Christmas Eve at our house, I felt very like I'm an adult now.
I felt very glad that my mom was here.
To help. Yeah. But like, you know, I did feel very like accomplished as an adult. It's like, look.
We put out cloth napkins.
Wow. What? Wait.
Good job.
Worth it.
But yeah, and I do think that would be a cool thing to continue. I mean, I think we've only done it once. Your brother's done it most of the time.
Yeah. I think we're doing it again this year.
I think. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Surprise.
Well, I'm just gonna make like tacos or something that we can like make a lot of easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, are there any traditions that you would like to start that aren't currently traditions? And it could be like with our families or it could just be just us two.
Okay, so some things that I like in general. Just generally.
Oh, I have an old one.
I like fireworks. Can we just start doing fireworks at Christmas?
I mean, you get to do them a few days after.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Christmas, also fireworks. And then New Year's, also fireworks. Okay. One thing that I wish was a thing. For when we hit 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, we use confetti cannons. Mm-hmm. I just like firing confetti cannons. But I don't like cleaning them up.
No, yeah.
Can someone invent...
biodegradable confetti cannons.
Biodegradable confetti cannons that you do outside, where like it's fertilizer.
So what's the tradition? You just go out and you pop them.
Everyone goes outside, stands in a circle, and fires confetti cannons at each other.
Oh, that's nice.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That'd just be a fun thing to do.
That would be fun. That there was one Christmas when we lived in Alabama and. I remember playing outside, like, in the sprinkler on Christmas. And that just made me think of that because it was so hot. And we were like, it's Christmas and we're playing in the sprinklers.
One thing that my brother and I did for a little bit that I liked it. And I also thought it wasn't the most efficient thing. We would sometimes get each other these really, really bad remote controls. Like, I would get Eric a pair of two that we'd both play with. Or Eric would get... a pair of two like remote control tiny cars
and oh,
would
cars.
Like a remote control like little
kind I was of just a, like just the controls
but remote controlled vehicles of some sort. They were really cheap, they had interference issues, they didn't work that well, and like we would just like open them up, plug them in, charge them, and play with them for like 30 minutes and then they'd like get lost eventually and never be used again. And it was fun, but it also isn't the most effective or good use of things. It's like, if a better Christmas tradition might be the two of us get some really good remote control cars that actually work, and we bring them each Christmas and race over the presents and wrappers, and we may build courses and stuff like that. We used to love stuff like that.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, why don't we just get some good ones?
And then you could...
and reuse them every Christmas.
I don't know. That'd be cool.
They're the Christmas... the Christmas races. It's a new tradition. The Christmas races. That's the new tradition.
Yeah, and you guys just race them through like all the obstacles of the aftermath of Christmas.
Yep.
Sounds pretty good. We used to always like the first thing. I feel like the first thing that we would always go for, because we would always get Lego sets, would be like, because there's a little bit of, you know, after you open all your presents,
you just want to like use them all.
Well, so no.
Oh, no? I just want to, like, as soon as I'm done opening, I just want to, like, play with all my gizmos. I get a camera. I'm like, ooh, I want to, like, play with this new camera. And I, like, shove it in everyone's faces. Like, I'm testing the camera. Woo, 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 woo.
See, I'm, like, opposite. There'd be so many new things that I kind of, like, didn't know what to do first. And so, like, my easy choice was I would just always build Legos. Because I would always get Legos. And then that was, like, a thing I could do to like ease into all these new presents that are so choice overwhelming.
I don't know when it was, but I remember watching Christmas videos with your family a little bit ago, and one of the things that you guys got was this elephant that blew butterflies into the sky.
I remember that.
And like you guys got that present, your mom helped you set it up. It worked like three times and instantly broke. Yeah. like instantly broke.
Instantly, yeah.
It just makes me think of that one viral video where like this little girl opens her present. It's like a fairy like helicopter, basically.
Oh, I remember those.
So basically it spins up, it launches up, and there's this video of this girl getting so excited, and she launches it, it goes up in the air and starts going towards the fireplace, and it just lands in the fireplace. It's like, Christmas, here's a present, launch it. And like that fairy just suicided into that fire immediately. And I was like, ah,
this little girl.
And like, oh, it was just like, but like the reaction, everyone there just like saw it coming. They couldn't do anything about it. And it was just like, it was just like such a good clip, guys. It was so good.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, classic. So classic. It's so sad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Speaking of Legos and remote controls, I remember a long time ago, we got this really cool Lego set. and it had like a master control box, and it had motors, and it had sensors, and you could build like a little robot. You could program it with custom code and everything. And I'm like, man, that stuff was so cool. I wonder if I could get one for Christmas, like maybe use it for a project, who knows, or just like tinker around with robots again. I'm sure by now they've advanced, they're smaller, they're faster, they're stronger, they're probably a lot cheaper. I looked it up. No, they're like $250 for like a set of these things.
That's crazy. And they don't look that
better. They look like about the same. And I'm like,
Legos have gotten so expensive.
Legos have gotten so expensive. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's nuts. Do you have any, what are your favorite Christmas movies? Long sigh.
I don't know. I mean, I like Home Alone in some ways.
Oh, I love.
But like, I like the parts where he's building stuff. I like the parts where he's like doing other things. I don't like the parts with his family because I feel so bad for his mom. That like bothers me so much. I just get upset. I'm like,
so upset that she worked so hard to get there, and then the rest of the family, who was lazy, shows up. 5 minutes later.
I'm so upset that like she went through all that, and then the family gets there from there. But I'm like, that just makes me angry. And you know what also makes me angry?
What?
They come home, and she's like, they're like, "Hi, Kevin. I'm so glad you're okay. I'm gonna leave you now." And then she just leaves them. And then the rest of the family gets there. They're like, Kevin, we like you now. You're cool, even though we didn't like you before." And then they all leave him. They all leave him too.
They leave him?
Yeah,
they
yeah,
walk
yeah.
away?
Yeah, they all walk away. And then he's just standing at the window thinking, WTF, why did my family just leave me? Or something. And there's like a monologue in his head or something. But it just bothers me greatly.
I still like Home Alone, even though I do agree that I feel bad for the mom.
I like a lot of aspects of Home Alone, but I wish that there's like a supercut of Home Alone where he's like, Kevin's just having fun.
Well, the
and
thing
like
is
cut
with
out
Christmas
all of
movies,
the family stuff. I don't like where they make him feel bad. I don't like where they bully him. I don't like when the mom gets upset. I just like a kid tinkering at home and having fun Home Alone.
Destroying some bad guys.
Just like do a super cut of Home Alone and then I'll watch that.
Well, I think the thing about Christmas movies, especially ones you've seen a bunch of times, you can kind of put them on in the background, just watch the parts you want.
Nope.
But not Evan.
Nope.
Evan can't like
nope.
tune out.
I can't tune out.
So you have to watch all of it.
I just have to watch all of it. And it bothers me greatly. I didn't realize how much this bothered me until
I
thought about it.
Well, I'm so glad I brought it up.
Okay, pitch another holiday favorite.
The original Grinch, the cartoon one.
Okay. 10 out of 10.
That one's good.
It's like 20 minutes of solid content.
Yeah. Solid content. That was a tradition. That's like the one thing we would watch every year.
Good tradition.
Elf. Elf is good.
I also feel bad for him.
Well, I mean, there has to be a little bit of feeling bad for like the protagonist at some point because like that, usually any protagonist,
okay.
there's a hardship.
Elf, I'll give it like good marks.
Die Hard.
Die Hard, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 Christmas movie. I like Die Hard. Die Hard
too.
Was good.
I like it.
No, there is difficulty. There is like, you know, perseverance.
Did you feel bad for
him? No, I didn't feel bad for him at all. Perfectly well executed. I did not feel uncomfortable during that movie at all.
Oh, man. I also just like watching like TV holiday specials.
Like the really
shows.
Bad ones?
No. Not like Hallmark movies. No, like holiday specials
like
of shows
Friends
that I enjoy.
And stuff.
Like Friends or like The Office or stuff like that.
There's like 10 episodes of Friends Christmas.
Yeah. They're great.
And you can just watch like...
You just watch those.
250 minutes of like Friends.
There you go.
For how many hours is that?
A few. Like 4, 5? Are you doing the math? 4. It's a little more than 4.
Yeah, 4.1666666. Sorry. What else? What other like really stands out
for holiday movies? I mean, there are others that I remember like watching as a kid and liking, but I haven't seen them in so long.
I feel bad.
They're
like
probably bad. You know, like the
like,
Santa Claus.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. Oh, you know,
that one was okay, but I didn't watch it until I was older.
I understand that it's a classic, but you know.
I remember when I was younger, I liked The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, and I like Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sure those are.
Oh my gosh! I want to watch.
Good.
I want to watch. There's I want to watch Jingle All the Way with Schwarzenegger.
Did you ever watch the plot of that? It was like, here, I'll tell you. You don't need to look it up. Okay, Evan's like, I'm going to type. I've seen it. I can tell you the general premise.
But also, you suck at telling, remembering details of movies.
Only when it's The Bourne Identity.
or tons of other movies.
Or any 007.
Or Star Wars.
Star Wars. I mean, the recent ones especially. But okay, I remember this one. I think because it wasn't part of a series. Sometimes series are like harder for me to remember. Too many.
Oh, you know what's a great Arnold movie? The Last Action Hero. Great movie.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a good one.
But here, so he's like a dad, and there's this really popular toy that's like the superhero toy, and so like the whole thing is him trying to like get this toy for his kid. And that's like the whole challenge. That's all I remember. I think at one point he dresses up like a superhero.
Ah, Caitlin, I know this movie. You don't need to look it up. I can tell you the whole plot.
If you look it up, that's what it's going to say.
Arnold looks for toy.
Yes.
Good summary. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
That's all you need to know. You know, you don't want to give away any spoilers.
We should do a whole podcast of like Caitlin summarizes movies.
That would be a fun game because I'm pretty bad. I'm like as bad at movies as you are at lyrics. So, but I think. Let me know if I did okay. Anyone who's watched Jingle All the Way.
So good. All right. Well, you know, we could probably talk about this for a lot longer, but we need to make some time for the games.
Yes. Shall we move on to Holiday Song Mad Libs?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a few.
Okay.
Shall I start?
Yes.
We're going to have to, I set it up so that like we can type in the blanks. So you should not look at the screen. I have lyrics pulled up and then like I inserted blanks.
And then you have to do a dramatic reading at the end.
Oh, of course.
Oh, dramatic singing because it's music.
To the tune. Yeah, to the tune. Okay. First, I need a type of music.
Smooth jazz. Oh, no, wait. Can I take it back?
Okay.
No, wait. I should. No. First instincts only.
First instincts only. Yeah, don't overthink it.
I want to do dubstep, but smooth jazz is good too.
I mean, you can, whichever one you want. Here, there's another one, so you can do that one for dubstep.
Okay,
there's another one. Okay.
All right. So the type of music changes partway through.
Partway through, just because I felt like it. Plural noun.
Poops.
Verb.
Verb? Poops. I was like, that works?
Yeah,
that
works. Okay. Another plural noun.
PG-13.
That's an adjective.
No. I'm trying to keep my words PG-13. Because, like, you know, the best type of Mad Libs is dirty Mad Libs.
Yeah. You can.
Hugs. Wait, what am I supposed to do?
A noun. I need a plural noun.
Plural noun.
I guess that is like hug. A hug is a thing, but.
Plural noun. Dollars.
Okay, and another verb.
Hug.
A noun.
Gold!
All right, in all caps. A popular event. Or just an event. But like the proper noun.
Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't know why I chose Super Bowl. I should have done like
a plural noun.
Anything else.
A plural noun.
Cats.
A verb.
High five? Is that a verb?
That's a
I was like, that's an yeah.
Okay. Another plural noun.
Treats.
And another verb.
Eat.
Two more verbs that end in ing.
Pooping and eating.
And a location.
Lake. No. I was going to do the famous lake that everyone laughs at. But no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to resort to that type of humor. Paris.
Okay. I thought you should have done Lake Titicaca. Adjective. PG-13. No, sorry. I'm just joking because you said it earlier.
I do want to do
whatever you
borderline.
Want.
Borderline. What am I looking for?
An adjective. So something that describes a noun.
Happy.
So risky. Okay, one more adjective.
Excited.
Wow, this is very not PG-13 at all. A verb.
You want something not PG-13?
Well, no.
I'll give you something not PG-13.
No, those were not PG-13.
Oh.
Because they were rated G, but happy and excited. It's like the most boring adjective.
Well, no, I could get I could raise the rating of the song.
No, you can do whatever you want. I'm just making fun of your adjectives.
Humping. Humping. I'm gonna push it.
Oh no! Well,
You wanted me to raise the ante.
More creative than the word happy, which is so lame because it makes perfect sense in a Christmas song.
Oh.
Okay, another adjective.
Moist.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I wanted to say it earlier, but I was like holding myself back.
Yeah, you said humping?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you egged me on. You brought this upon yourself.
Okay, another verb that ends in ing.
Humping.
No, you can't do it again. You've already used poop twice. Three times. cut off your repetition.
Swimming.
Animal.
Cat. I should do more animals.
Oh, yeah, you already
cats.
Did cat, yeah.
Bunny.
And a noun.
Dog.
This needs to be more specific. A vehicle.
A vehicle. Surfboard.
A noun.
Surfboard. No.
We need two nouns, a singular and a plural.
Laptop.
Are you just looking around the room at things?
Cameras.
Okay.
Hey, I draw my inspiration from many different sources, Caitlin.
Okay, a verb that ends in ing.
Filming.
Okay, come on. You gotta try. Two verbs.
Vlog. It's good. It's a social media themed one.
No, I like that. Okay, another verb.
Posting.
It doesn't end in
post.
Okay, just post. And a noun. Last one.
Instagram.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rendition of Jingle Bell Smooth Jazz?
Yes.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell smooth jazz. Jingle poops poop and jingle dollar and jingle dollars hug, snowing and blowing up bushels of gold. Now the Super Bowl has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell dubstep. Jingle cats high five and jingle treats eat, pooping and eating in Paris in the happy air. What an excited time! It's the right time to humping the night away. jingle bell time is a moist time. It is a moist time to go swimming in a one bunny surfboard. Giddy up, jingle laptop, pick up your cameras, jingle around the filming, vlog and post in the jingle and feet, which is just a weird line in the jingle and feet. That's the Jingle Bell Instagram.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 song.
All the credit goes to you, baby. So good.
Good rendition.
Okay. Okay, your turn. And I wrote the blanks, but I don't remember what is like where, so okay. This should be equally good.
I'm going to do it in random order,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you can do it random order.
Okay. I'm going to start off with body part.
Butt cheek.
Noun.
Beard.
Beard. I'm just not even like checking the context of it.
No,
I'm just like putting it in, and it's just gonna be what's gonna be.
I mean, you can check the context because some like I changed surfboard from just like a noun to a vehicle because it like.
Oh, that's so much effort. I'm just gonna put in things. Group of people.
Team 10.
Oh no. Verb.
Fart.
Fart. Verb.
Dance.
Dance. Noun.
Cat hair.
Name.
Evan.
Noun.
Slime.
Noun.
so many nouns. Earwax.
Body part.
Chins.
Okay, noun, but an important noun.
An important noun?
Yeah, this is a big noun.
Okay.
Choose wisely.
Oh, God. Okay. Back fat.
No. Redo. Reroll.
You don't like that one? I thought that was really good.
No. Reroll. Reroll.
Bacon.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. So, that's the type of energy I want.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be good. I'm having to type it in a few different places so I don't mess this up. You know what? One of the very first things I programmed ever, Caitlin?
Was it a Mad Libs generator?
It was a Mad Libs generator.
That's
I did
really
it in
good.
C++. And I wrote the stories, and it would prompt you to enter nouns and everything like that. And you could say, I want this one, this one, this one, this one. So it's like you entered the menu. You had multiple choice of different stories. It would prompt you for
we
all the things.
Should have used that.
And then it spit out like a story.
That's really good.
Thank you. I don't know where it is. It's probably in some folder somewhere. Adjective.
Beefy.
Oh, yes. I like it. Adjective.
Stanky.
Stanky. Stanky.
Stanky.
All right. Adjective.
Thick. What's two C's?
Yes, very nice. Group of people.
Kevin's.
Ah, nice. Verbed.
Provoked.
Ooh, nice. Adjective.
Hairy.
Verb.
I'm trying to not repeat things like
that. Yeah. Hey, what are you trying to say? That I repeated things a lot? I think that is what you're trying to say.
Barf.
Barf.
Yeah, barf.
Adjective?
Fluffy.
Person or character? Like James Bond or...
Hello Kitty.
And then one more person or character?
The supervisor.
Ding, ding, ding! The song is complete.
Okay.
Ready for processing and singing.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This is my rendition of Frosty the Snowman mangled with Caitlin's words. Evan the Bacon Man was a jolly beefy soul with a stinky cat hair and a thick chins and two eyes made of beard. Evan the Bacon Man is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of slime, but the Kevins know that he provoked one day. There must have been some earwax in that old hairy hat they found.
Ew.
For when he placed it on his butt cheek, he began to barf around. Oh, Evan the Bacon Man was as fluffy as he could be. And the Team 10 said he could barf and dance. Just the same as Hello Kitty and the supervisor. I love the earwax hairy old hat that I placed on my butt cheek that made me barf.
That's pretty good.
Let's put this on my butt cheek.
That was pretty good. Okay.
Okay. I don't think we have time for another round of this because the podcast is getting
a little bit
long.
Should we save the next two for the next
yes.
one?
Yes. We have two more songs.
This.
Stay tuned for the last podcast Evan and Caitlin are ever going to make this year. Which
yeah,
will be
we'll
next week or so,
next,
I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for the exciting conclusion. But for now, it's time for Thing of the Week. So my Thing of the Week is probably something that not everybody needs. It's a specialized tool, but I really, really like it. It is an RGBW LED light, and it's really small. It has an insane battery life, and the cool thing about it is it... is adjustable in terms of warm light, cool light. It can do the full spectrum of all of the different colors. It's really small, it's really bright, and it's just so interesting. As we keep on filming in different situations and experimenting here and there and developing new types of content. It's really interesting trying out different techniques. The other day we weren't filming in our garage and I needed like the scene to be lit a little bit brighter, but in the garage we have everything at a very certain color temperature. And I needed to light this next scene
like to match that color
brighter to match the color temperature of the room that I was in. And if I was using any of our old lights, it would be a harsh contrast between one source and the other source. And with this light, I was able to get to the exact right warmth, coldness, balance level, and it blended right in, and it made the biggest difference. And like, I was like, oh, that totally makes sense. And I get all these things, and it was just like a big aha moment for me. And I think that in the future, I kind of have this like underdeveloped thought of filming like gear content in our garage, but I want the set to look different. So I'm like thinking about maybe different colored lights or ways to make the scene look different. And, you know, just continuing to experiment with new forms of technology that might take our content to the next level. And I think this is going to be one important piece of kit that we take with us. And I think it's going to be good, like when we travel or we're not able to have all of our big lights, maybe have one or two of these with us to like still get a good level of quality of picture, even when we're out and about.
What's it called? Is the okay. Bowling. Oh gosh. It's one of those names on Amazon like, yeah. That's got like a billion different,
things. We're going to link it below. It's a little bit expensive. Not everyone's going to buy it. It's just, I think it's more about the story.
Thing of the week.
It's well, just like, I really like it. It's just really cool.
I will
cool.
say a few things that I thought were cool about it. And like, I'm not as big of a tech person as you are, but these are a couple of things that you haven't mentioned yet about it that I think are really cool. One, it's like a really sturdy aluminum casing.
It's not really solid.
It feels like it could handle being dropped a little bit, you know, like because it's like all aluminum. It has a good mounting system. It
has really, really, really cool aluminum
like
mounting
adjustable
system.
Arm.
Super sturdy. It's just like high quality
Very
feeling.
Very sturdy. And it's got a crazy long battery life.
Yeah, it recharges via USB-C, which is so important. You can travel around. You can plug it in and leave it running while you're like supplying power to it. And we have run it for like 4 hours maybe, and it still had battery life left.
Yeah, because we were using it, going back to like what we were talking about earlier, yeah. When we were working on the patio, it got dark out, but we had to keep working to finish the step we were on. And so we just brought it outside and it lit the whole patio.
Yeah. And it's like the reason why we use this instead of bringing other lights out is because it mounts a tripod. So we were able to raise it up high, get a good angle and everything good for filming.
And it just lasts a long time.
It lasts a long time. And it's the most portable and it's the most easy to recharge. It's just neat.
It's cool. Okay. My thing of the week is a channel that we started watching, and it was just like in our recommendations. I don't know why I originally clicked.
I think it's because we've started watching slightly more commentary channels every now and then.
We have started watching like some more commentary channels.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a commentary channel.
It's also like there's like some skits.
There's a lot of
humor.
He has
a lot of good like original humor and stuff.
The channel is Drew Gooden, and yeah, he does like interesting comedies, but I really like his humor because
he's so funny.
It's like kind of dry and cheesy at the same time, you know what I mean? And it's like very clever humor, and he incorporates a lot of like funny skits or like I don't know, I just like really like his style. And it's like commentary, but and he's being funny, but it's also
very real and down to earth. It's not like presumptuous or anything.
Yeah, he just seems like a normal person. And you know, his channel is like decently big. He's like 1.9 million subscribers, yeah, or something, which always we always go back to like there's so many channels that I've never heard of that are like really good content,
really big and really good, and they're just floating out there. Yeah,
so like the first one of his that I watched, and this is because I was just kind of like curious about it, it was like a commentary on like Lily Singh's like late night show. So if you guys don't know, Lily Singh is another like very big YouTuber. Superwoman is like her channel, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she's not someone who we watched, but like I know of her. And she got like her own late night show. And like, you know, we're always curious to see people's experiences with like YouTube versus TV and what ends up happening with that. And
I think that like what's might have been the easy thing to do is just take shots at someone, but he really analyzed that. I didn't even watch it. Caitlin watched it, but she told me about it. But what I think we like that he does is he analyzes it. He takes a step further. He analyzes the whole situation. He's like, can YouTube content translate into TV, and do the audiences go back and forth, and what are smart
and like
decisions and stuff?
Like, you know, and he did take some jabs at why it was bad, but also like why it, like the situation led to it being bad, and also like giving her the benefit of the doubt on certain things. But it was also, it's like funny, but like not just because it's like cheap jab after cheap jab after cheap jab. Like, it's funny, but also interesting commentary and insight. I don't know. We just really like him. Also, he does really good ads. Yeah. Like, I'm always impressed by someone who does good ads.
We
I'm
always like, wanted to do really good ads. And yeah. We've definitely gotten some inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. He does really funny ads. But yeah, Drew Gooden. We'll link to his channel and Evan's fancy RGB lights.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another Evan and Caitlin podcast. I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope you're having a great holiday season so far. I hope things are wrapping up for you guys, and you guys get to spend some quality time with family soon. There's one more podcast for the year, and then we're going to take a break around the holidays.
Yep. Got anything else you want to say?
Bye.
Bye.